Okay, Dov, Chodesh Dov, Rishas Vashishi, Vashishi, Marina, Rabbein, or Rab Shlita. We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Hey, Steve Bays over here in Hilchos Marav, page 298. Okay, just a little introduction based on the Gemara over here in Dalad Amid Bays, the whole beginning of Maseches Brachos, which we already talked about earlier on a couple of times, talks about this man Kriyat Shema over here, and it's a long, long sugya about what is the beginning and the end of his man Kriyat Shema, and it says over here, quoting the Shita from Gamliel, the whole story with his children also, and it goes on over here. It says like this. The Yolan Krabba Gamliel, Srielu, Vadakamri, Ad Chatzos, Kadila Harchi, Ezadom, Yinavir. We end up saying, which we're going to talk about, the end of his man Marav, Ezrat Hashem, in a couple of days, and that is, or actually, next year, and that is up until Chatzos is the time to say, Kriyat Shema, Kadila Harchi, Ezadom, Yinavir, Midor Abonon, really you could do Kol Laila, but Kadila Harchi, Ezadom, Yinavir. They don't come to Mizman Kriyat Shema, so therefore we say only up till Chatzos. Kedetanya, Chacham lasum siag lidivreim, kedei. Chacham made a siag lidivreim in order. Shelo ye adam ba min asadeh be'erev, a person comes back from work in the evening. V'omer ilich lebeisi, v'ochel kima, v'eshta kima, v'yishin kima. And I'll take, I'll relax a little bit, I'm gonna eat a little bit, I'll drink a little bit, I'll take a little nap. Okay? V'achel kachat kri kriyat shema v'etpalel, and then I'll go ahead and re-kriyat shema and daven. V'chota tavsheino, it's gonna happen, obviously, he's gonna hit the couch and he's gonna fall asleep. V'nim se yoshin kol alayin, he's gonna end up sleeping all night. Okay, and therefore, that's why we say, no, not to do this, not a good idea. But the correct thing to do is, if a person comes from the southern Arab, he should go to the shul, go to the base medrash. If he knows that to learn Torah, he should read Torah. He knows Mishnah, he should read Mishnah. Vikore kriyat shema, umid palel, v'ochol pito, v'arzen, he should need a suda, and then he can make a vow, v'chola, overall, divrei chachamim, chayim nisan. Here's the famous words of Chazal, anytime someone is over on divrei chachamim, he's chayim nisan. Therefore, we see we take the rabbans very, very seriously. Over here, it happens to be a machlokas in the Rishonim. What is this going back on? Kol over divrei chachamim, chayim nisan. Is it going back on this person who goes ahead and does these things before reading Kriyat Shema? I mean, they're all connected. Or is it Dafka, someone who ends up saying Kriyat Shema after Chatzos? Ends up saying Kriyat Shema after Chatzos. Some Rishonim says that's the person who is Chayiv Misa, not actually if he does these other things. But we see over here that that's really what this person does. The beginning of Zan Kriyat Shema, he's not supposed to push off Kriyat Shema. He's supposed to say Kriyat Shema right away. He's not supposed to be Osek in other things, similar to what we saw in Hilchos Mincha. And we had a whole discussion, what is Mutter, what's not Mutter to do before Mincha. So too over here, based on this Gemara, we get to over here, Steve Bass. Says the Mechad, Asur lahatchil echol chatzi shah samach lezman kriyat shema shel arvis. It is asur to eat even a half hour samach lezman kriyat shema shel arvis. Even a half hour done kriyat shema shel arvis, it is already asur to eat. When is man kriyat shema shel arvis? So we already learned that here and so basically we're knowing basically 18, 20 minutes, and that's why Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita over here brings down over here, dear Masl chatzi shah, b'yemosachol hora admar zal shizman atvilu esrim dakot achar shkia. So therefore, Esther Dakot Lifnei Ashkia Havit Chilas Achatzi Shah Sheish Laach Rava Shmushim Zvan Tefila. Over here, once you get to 10 minutes before Shkia, once you get 10 minutes before Shkia, already all the things that we're going to discuss over here are really going to be usher to do until you have read Kriyat Shema. That's the halacha over here. Eating over here is only talking about a suda. It is not talking about eating a snack. You're allowed to have a snack. But eating a suda is really going to be asr chatzi shah, leaf days not kriyat shema shah. You can be dyke from here. And this is Marina Rabbeinu Rav Shlita told me b'shem. Rishon Zalman also, we are not the machmer on Shabbos. The chalas shudis, we don't say 10 minutes before shkia, you already have to stop eating. Okay, since you have the mitzvah of chalas shudis, you're allowed to eat. Start chalas shudis so long as you do it before shkia. Once shkia hits, as we learned already previously, then you're not allowed to start at all once. But kriyat, once shkia hits, you are not, you've already lost out on your mitzvah of, Okay, so what things are going to be usher once this 10 minutes before shkia hits? Says the Mishnah Berurah, verse 7, you zayin la'achol, v'chein lishon. The same thing, you cannot go to sleep, like we saw already in the Gemara. Right, it says even to sleep a little. Feel tight, rock lishon kima. Even if you just can take a nap, it is also to take a nap at this point. We'll soon get to the haterim of what people are perhaps stomach on. But right here, we see over maker the din of the Gemara. Once 10 minutes before shkia hits. Once again, chutz la'aretz, it's not going to be before shkia since zman marav is already after shkia. Okay, so therefore it's a half hour before the zman of marav. So whatever the earliest zman of marav, whether it's four, let's say 40 minutes after Shkia, 45 minutes after Shkia, so it's going to be half an hour before that. In America, depending where you are in the world, it's going to be a half hour before that. Here in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shkia is very short, there Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you have to be machmer 10 minutes before Shkia. You're not even allowed to take a nap at this point. V'adin. Everything we talked about not doing before Zman Mincha, taking a haircut, going to the bathhouse, all those things that take malachas, that take a long time, you should not do 10 minutes before Shkiyashim, Dvarma, Mevian, Lede, Pshia. These could take it to Chiva, Koshik, and Shkiyah, Zman Kriyachma, and for sure, when actually Zman Kriyachma, it's not a half hour before, when actual Zman Kriyachma, Bivade, Osir, Lahatkil, Ben, for sure, it's gonna be Osir to do all these things. Miu, one line down, he says, Lilmod, Lukuli Alma Shari Bisamichla. To learn, we're not machmer on learning 10 minutes before Shkiyo. We're only machmer once it's Zman Kriyachma, that's the only thing that is going up. Al-Mishkiyah, Zman Kriyachma. Osir af Lilmod, Kishumid Palo Biveso, Biyachi. When you are davening biyachidus, as the Shara points out, if you daven with a minion, you go to shul daven b'tzibur, or like in yeshiva, then it's not going to be a problem to go ahead and learn Torah because you have a minion. You're going to be going to. But if you're davening biyachidus, it's even usher to learn Torah. And if you are doing once zman kriyat shma, once the kochavim hits, it's going to be usher to learn in your house. Okay, so that is the things that are usher to do over here. Hey, fine. Now. The difference over here between Zman Mincha, what we usher to do before Mincha and Maariv, we saw over there that Im Hitchil, as the Mishnah says over there in Shabbos, Im Hitchil, if you did Hitchil B'Isser, you're allowed then to go ahead and continue. That is not true over here. Says the Mechaber over here. If you start your suda after this man hits, you start your suda shkia, let's say. Mafsik v'kare kriyachma below birchosa v'gomer sudasa. You have to stop in your middle of the suda and say kriyachma, and then only then you can go back in here and finish your suda. V'achakach kare to birchosa means follow, and then later on, like someone who davens early, he would say kriyachma, he would say the opposite. He would say kriyachma now without his brachos, and later on when he goes out and davens, he'll daven over there with birchos kriyachma. What's the tchiluk over here? Why over here you have to stop? Even though you're hitchel b'isser, as opposed to mincha, if you're hitchel b'isser, you do not have to stop. So over here, the difference is, and this is the cloud gadol when it comes to the masik in the middle of mitzvahs, whether you have to stop, you don't have to stop, is the difference between daraisas and darabonans. Over here, we're talking about zman kriyachma daraisa, that if you start isser, you must stop in the middle. Masha'en came by tfilas mincha, which is only derabanan. There we allow you, you're not allowed to start. But if you started, you're allowed to continue your suda so long as there's still time that you're gonna get in to you're gonna still have time to daven mincha. Okay, and that's why the Mishnah of the Ramah then goes on to say, but if it's just in terms of Maariv, you don't have to stop and daven Maariv as we see over here. You have to stop and say kriyachma. Because again, Maariv is only the Rabbanon, therefore you don't have to hitchil echol. But if you didn't actually start to eat, afal pisha notel yodov tzarech lahasik, even though you already washed netilas yadayim, you have to stop. Oh, this is another chiluk. We saw before netilas yadayim is already the tchalas of a chila. Over here we see washing your hands to start the suda is not the tchalas of chila. This is not considered as you started eating. So what's the chiluk over here? The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, sivkat and kav dalet. He says, "Hainu ashi shochus v'arbei litpalel." Machmir leishi asik v'lo dami lahatchol samach lemincha. This is not similar to starting before mincha. The einu masik b'diyadin kvar not liyadin. You already wash your hands. You don't have to stop. Kedem mevor lo b'sim reish lamed beis. The b'mincha came in disman muat mirtat v'lo ati lemivsha. Because man mincha is a shorter amount of time, and therefore people are going to constantly be worried. Oh, I'm going to miss mincha. I'm going to miss mincha. I'm going to miss mincha. Therefore, we allow once he started the suda by washing, that he could continue. Masha ein kain ba'arvis disman b'diavid kol laila. Masha ein kain with disman ma'arv b'diavid. If you read the rest all night long, you can still be yotzi. You have a much longer time to daven ma'arv. Gazrina and dilma ati lemivsha over here. So over here, like, the kula becomes a chumra, even though you have a longer time to daven, therefore people say, I have plenty of time to daven. Plenty of time to say kriyachma. Therefore, they're gonna come to be poshea, and therefore we don't want them to wash their hands. V'yismacha richusah shalayla, living musavich on the fact that the night is long, lachli kolz manchel hitchil ba'achila atzl. If you're not started eating itself, v'tarchinu la'alhasik asher notl yodov, we make him stop, even, if you go ahead and daven marv, in this case, if he has not actually started. V'davka kislo berach adayin al tiyas adayim. This is only if he didn't say al tiyas adayim. Obviously, avol yikfar berach al tiyas adayim, nechol shalol yasik. If he already said al tiyas adayim already, so then he already made the bracha, therefore we're going to say he doesn't have to start. Even al yivarach ha-motzi, yochol gazayis, yasik misudoso. He goes at him, says ha-motzi, it's a gazayis, and then he can stop his suda and say kriyashma and dav marv at that case. Okay? So that is the halacha over here. Now, with all this say, what is usher to do? So Lomaisa, what is the Olam Samechan? What do we do? That the fact that many people start the Surah, they go to a later Ma'ariv, so like that, and they eat, and they might even take a nap during this time. How, what do they rely on? So the Mishnah Berurah over here, very interesting, the Sardim have much less to rely on, because these Haterim are not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, not mentioned by the Sardim, and therefore the Sardim Shaposkim are much more machmir when it comes to this thing. They have certain kulos, but not as much as the Ashkenaz. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, in the end of Sivkotin Yudai, and we are at the beginning of Sivkotin Yudai, stop, talk over there. He says, last line, so you talk about specifically a learning over here. If he appoints a shaliach, they'll remind him to learn, then they'll remind him to daven ma'ariv, then it's going to be good enough to remind him to say kriyat shema, then he's allowed to continue learning over there. This is the concept of shomer that we talked about also in Hilchos Mimcha, and that the poskim say that you can rely on over even by kriyat shema d'oraisa, one can rely on the shomer to go ahead and say, just say, you're about to start in Suda, say, remind the shomer to remind you to go ahead and daven and say kriyat shema, especially if you're davening in a minyan. Especially if you have a minyan kavua, you can rely on that. Also, as we saw earlier on, you can rely on setting an alarm clock, also is going to work. A shomer doesn't mean to have to be a shomer kosher. It's going to be a shomer who's chayiv to daven or say kriyat shema himself. You can rely on your wife, Maureen or Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson says. You can rely on a woman to remind you to go ahead and be the shomer in this case. And over here, Maureen Rabbeinu Rav was a little bit misogynistic with everybody, thought even if the other person is also eating a suda with you, that perhaps he could be your shomer, he could be each other's shomer, but that not all the posts agree. Though some posts say that the person has to not be eating a suda himself in order for him to be a good shomer over here. Some rely on the Shaar Tzion said earlier on, that if you're davening with a minion, or especially a minion kavua, that also would be a heter, even though he only said it over here by Limud Torah. However, those who do rely on it also for even those who are not learning Torah, that are having a suda, doing things for Rishos, that would also be a heter that some people do rely on. That l'chora is what we rely on in yeshiva, where you have a set schedule. Especially if it's a set schedule, hey, you have dinner, then you have garusas, and then you have ma'ariv, so there's even more room to be makel in that case. You're not going to be come to poshea, because that is your general schedule, therefore that is more room to be makel. But if you do not have these, if you're davening ma'ariv v'yachidus, you're on a trip, and you don't have that set things in your schedule, these things are absolutely halacha l'maisi. To get in your head, they are not allowed to start once 10 minutes before Shkia hits here in Eretz Yisrael, half of an hour before Tzizek Luchavim, in anywhere else, wherever you're going to be, you're not allowed to start any of these things unless you have one of the Haterim that we said, what you have to rely on. Ad Kan for today.